Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshios Nitzavim and Vayelech Atem Nitzavim. Hayom Kulchem, the Torah begins by telling us we are all standing today, and the word today, Hayom, appears three times in that opening section of the Parsha. Why do we need so much stress on the opening section with the word Hayom? Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. It seems like we're already preparing for the Rosh Hashanah davening. What's with the stress of Hayom? So Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky Shlita, who should have a wonderful, terrific refuah shleima, one of my great mentors, once pointed out that there are two roadblocks that are placed before us as we endeavor to become better Jews and better people in general. The first roadblock in life is the fear of the future. As we look ahead to the challenges that we might encounter and our frustration in meeting and overcoming them, and that frustration leads one to become very scared about taking the next step. The second roadblock that a person tends to overcome is the guilt that we feel about the past, which can make us feel unworthy and depressed. Who are we to take that next step today? Who are we to move forward? And so the Torah tells us to ignore the roadblocks and to focus on the present. Atem nitzavim hayom, you're here right now and you can achieve that which is with us in the moment. Attaching moment to moment can help us create greater blocks of time, which in turn helps us create great things. But it begins hayom. It begins now. And also all you have to focus on, hayom, hayom, hayom. The person who doesn't do so, who walks through life, is barich bilvavo lemor shalom yiyali. He blesses himself in his heart, saying, I'll be at peace. Because I'm going to go along with just run-of-the-mill peace in life. God is not going to be willing to forgive him. God says that he's going to, this person stokes his anger and his jealousy. Now the question has to be asked, how can a person think that he's so foolish that God's just going to let him be? So Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi Zatzal, the author of the Shita Megubetas, explains that the world needs many different kinds of people who make many different contributions to it. Unless a person thinks to himself, look, this is the way that God set up the world. I'm the person in the world who plays a certain role and a certain function. And so if God were to get rid of me within this world, then the world would cease to function correctly. So therefore, I can sin to God to my own extent. God says, Lo yovas saloach. Don't think that that is the case. The world will exist without you. It may not be as great as a world that would exist with you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs each and every one of us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs each of us to turn around and recognize that He needs us to play our roles. If we're not playing our roles, we're taking up His space, and therefore the role will be able to be assigned to an understudy. The Torah tells us, "Hanistaros laHashem Elokeinu v'haniglos lanu l'vaneinu ad olam." The hidden things are hidden for Hashem. That which is hidden to Hashem. But the revealed is for us and our children forever to carry out kol divrei Torah haTorah hazos. And on a simple level, the Torah is encouraging us to engage in the keeping of Torah mitzvahs as a community with responsibility for one another. That which we called arevos kol Yisrael arevim zelozah. However, my Rebbe from many years ago, Rav Moshe Stav Shalita, one of the Rashi Yeshiva at Karim B'Yavna, saw a much deeper message here. Often we look to Galus as a punishment. We didn't do right, we got kicked out of the land, but there is Rav Stav told us there's also a positive aspect embedded within it. In Galus, our own emuna became more real, and any progress in the value belief in Yichud Hashem and the morality of mankind stem from the impact that Klal Yisrael had in one way or another by being among them. And thus the entire root of the Galus is guided by a hand of Hashem that directs all events towards the perfection of the world. Now, you and I can't really grasp that. We certainly see the punishment. We assume, we certainly don't base any of our life's decisions on the idea, because the idea of the Ratzon Hashem is hidden from us. We must only think in terms of Schar and Onesh in order to do that which we're commanded. And then Hashgacha will guide our lives to the different places and situations so that our actions, which are guided by Schar and Onesh, would lead to the appropriate goals. So that's one interpretation of the Pasuk HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu. The hidden hand that guides all of history is godly. What's our role in it? Vaniglos lanu l'vaneinu lasosus kol divrei haTorah zos. We only have a faint awareness of that which is hidden from Hashem. But what He revealed to us is the opportunity to observe mitzvos and to learn Torah in order to make a kiddush Hashem. In the end of days, we'll see that everything was done under the Hashgacha of Hashem, and we don't have to figure those pieces out. This is similar to a concept that I believe Mariv Rabbi pointed out in the very next pasuk. Torah tells us, V'haya, ki avo alecha kol advar mal'eila habracha ve'haklala. It'll be when all of these things come to you, the blessing and the curse, then b'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you're going to go ahead and do tshuva. So Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter would often point out that this is one of the fundamentals of the faith, that there will be a coming of Mashiach after Hashem sees to it that we will do tshuva, and there will be a kibbutz galios. And the Rambam Rav Shechter would point out, adds, that if one doesn't believe in the coming of Mashiach, then that person is contradicting the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rav Shechter, Hashem doesn't do a miracle unnecessarily, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously created a world for which there must be a purpose. And so far, that purpose is undefined. We believe that the miracle has a purpose, and that purpose will become defined with the arrival of Mashiach. And thus, on the one hand, Rav Shechter points out that the world is trying to turn around and show us that we need to believe that there will be a Mashiach, and the purpose of Mashiach is L'sakein Olam B'malcho Shakai. And on the other side of it, until we get there, Rav Sav tells us we're supposed to focus on HaNistaros L'Hashem Elokeinu. We need to do our jobs. HaNiglos L'Anul V'Aneinu Ad Olam. Which will help the flow of the parasha even better, because thereafter we come to the fact that we recognize Ki HaMitzvah Zos Lo Neflesi Mimcha, this mitzvah, which according to many of the Mefarshim refers to the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of doing tshuva. Such a mitzvah is karov elecha hadavar ma'od. The matter is close to you, it's in your mouth. B'ficho b'lvavcha la'asoso. It's within your mouth and your heart to do it. So the Lord, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, noted that the Jewish tendency is to seek spirituality by going far away from Judaism. But that's unnecessary. In Judaism, Hashem is quite close. He's in the shul waiting to hear our voices, and He's at the table waiting for us to enjoy our meal with us. He's at work and on the playground and in the cyberspace, waiting to see us act within a manner that inspires respect and honor. All we need to do is call out to Him. We say that every day in the Ashrei. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those who call out to Him. L'chol asher yikra'u b'ames. As long as we call out to Him, with a true awareness where He is and where we are. If we can do that, we will be successful. Hachayim v'hamavis nasati lefanach abracha v'aklala. Uvachat b'chayim, the Torah tells us that Hashem placed the life and death, bracha and klala, so we're supposed to select life. And Rav Olba Zatzal pointed out that the most elementary form of bechira is the ability to know that one need not sin, and one can choose not to sin. In fact, Rav Olba Zatzal decried the fact that in our generation, and he was talking, 30 years ago, there is a belief that we're certainly not responsible for our actions. And that said Rav Olba, was a big mistake. Integrating our responsibility will help us see our ability, and in return will help us in our service of Hashem, as we develop the strength to know that we can change, and moreover, that we will. So then the Torah comes along and teaches us about the mitzvah of Hakel. And we are told of Nechem, Yishmu v'lamdu v'liras Hashem Elokechem, that the children will come and hear and they'll learn to show Yirah Shamayim. So the Yerachayim HaKadosh asks who the children are who are too young to understand. Are they the toddlers? Are they supposed to be at Hakel? So the Rechaim answers that this refers to children who can understand the concept of Yirah Shamayim. They too have a responsibility to come to Hakel, or to be brought to Hakel. And if that's the case, then what does the Torah mean when the Torah says, L'sheves elo adama asher atem over mesayardin shamal rishta, that they're going to go to settle on the land that you are crossing the Yarden? Shouldn't it be L'sheves elo adama asher Haim over Mesayardim, not Atem over Mesayardim. Why is the stress on you as opposed to the they? Sir Mordechai Kamenetsky Shalita, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva, Toras Chaim of South Shore, explained that children need to be trained. And they need to be trained not for post-parental existence. A child shouldn't be taught to recite Kaddish and go to shul because after the parent dies, the child will have to get up and say Kaddish. Rather, while the parent is still there, the child should be raised and brought up and educated to enjoy the nachas and the experience while the parent is there, so that the child can lead and the parent can experience the passing of the torch that is our Masorah. It begins in life, not at the point in time of replacement. Finally, in the Haftarah, we're told, that we wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu should prepare and until Yerushalayim shall become a Tehillah, a praise within the land. So Rav Nevin Sal Shalita, should also have Refuah Shleima, pointed out that based on the trufa, the trup in the Pasuk, which is a Dargah, and Tehillah is a severe, right? Baritz, which seems to imply that those two pieces, Yerushalayim and Tehillah, seem to be somewhat connected. So Rav Nevin Sal says, therefore, the Pasuk cannot mean that Hashem will make Yerushalayim into a praise, but rather that Yerushalayim is already a praise in the world. And thus the Pasuk speaks of a Yerushalayim Shalmala, which is already in a praise. And as we'll see in the Slichas of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, how important that is. And those things have to be brought down, Ba'aretz, from the Shamayim, down to the heavenly earth. We're approaching the last Shabbos of the year. The Chachmei HaKabbalah had pointed out that the last Shabbos of the year has the ability to be Mechaper, all the Avonos of the year. It also has the ability to set the tone for the next Shabbos, to make it even more special, and to make sure that next year Shabbos become even more exciting and more of an opportunity to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that ability to appreciate, to not only enjoy the Shabboses of the past, but to bring us to greater and stronger connections to Him on our Shabbos of the present, and make sure that we all come together, locked arm in arm, to the Shabbos of the future, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha L'chaye HaOlamim, a Shabbat Shalom to all, and L'shana Tova Tikosevu V'Seichaseimu L'alto L'chaim Tovim Aruchim U'le Shalom.